Now, if you think about star names, as in the names of the actual stars in the night sky, you might think of more like those scientific-sounding names like Sirius B or Rigel Cantaris or things like that. That's actually been given a bit of a shake-up with the International Astronomical Union. That's a global network of about 12,000 professional astronomers now recognising 86 traditional star names that have been taken from Chinese, Coptic, Hindu, Mayan, Polynesian, South African and Aboriginal cultures. Now, four of those star names are taken from traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander names, including one, Jinan, that's actually part of the Southern Cross. Now, Duane Harmaker is an astronomer and a senior research fellow at the Monash University Indigenous Studies Centre. Duane, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, look, before we start talking about the Aboriginal Australian names for stars, where do star names come from, those kind of very scientific-sounding ones? How do they get put together?
Well, there's a long history of star names coming from Arabic and Greek and Roman. But officially, since the year 1603, all stars have had what's called a Bayer designation, named after Johann Bayer. It's the first letter of the Greek alphabet for the brightest star in a constellation and the Latinized name of the constellation. So the Southern Cross, for example, the bottom stars, the brightest, would be called Alpha Crucis. So all the stars had those as names, but until 2016, none of them had any of the official popular names from around the world.
Okay, so why this push to get sort of more traditional naming in?
We formed a working group in 2016 to start officiating each one of the stars in the sky with one name. A lot of them, because they already had names like Betelgeuse and Rigel and Seif, we already use those names. But as we started looking down at fainter stars, there are cultures around the world who all have different names for these various stars. We thought we should get one name for each of these stars. So we started looking out at traditional cultures around the world. It's part of what we call decolonizing Western astronomy, and that's a way in which we look at understanding and acknowledging the importance of traditional and indigenous languages. So we started looking at a bunch of different cultures. I came onto the working group to start looking at Aboriginal names, and we found four that didn't have a cross-reference for another culture, and we picked those four. And one of them, as you mentioned, is the fifth star of the Southern Cross, which is quite exciting.
It is very exciting. So you ended up with, I think, three names from Wadaman culture and one from Burong, is that right?
Yes, so the Wadaman are in the Northern Territory, southwest of Katherine, and the Burong are a clan of the Wargaya language group in northwestern Victoria.
Do you think this could, obviously 86 stars is fantastic, but you mentioned this decolonization of Western astronomy. Do you think there's a big movement behind that? Obviously with the IAU behind it, it's huge. Do you think it's going to keep going from here?
Yes, that's one of the things we're really driving forward. It's going to be steps. It's not going to happen all at once.
Mm.
But we're doing a lot of research and understanding traditional cultures, how they understood and how they continue to understand the sky. And there's a lot we can learn from that. There's a lot Western scientists and astrophysicists can learn from this traditional knowledge. That's my entire job, and we're working with a whole group of colleagues and Aboriginal and Islander elders around the country to really explore their traditional knowledge about the stars and find different ways we can work together about preserving that, teaching new generations, and finding ways that Western science and Indigenous knowledge can work together.
Look, I know a few months ago I actually chatted to Professor Ray Norris about sort of Aboriginal astronomy being still a living tradition, not something that's dead in the water, but something that's still ongoing.
That's exactly right. That's something we have to remember. These aren't traditions that were, they've been around for thousands, potentially tens of thousands of years, but they're still ongoing. When I go do my field work with communities in the Torres Strait, for example, they're singing the songs or telling the stories, but the little kids know this stuff too. I've had four-year-olds out on the beach pointing out stars, telling me the Western name, the Mariamir name, the story, what it means. Some of these 6- and 7-year-old kids know more about astronomy than some of the undergraduate physics students I know.
It's quite remarkable. It was a very sophisticated understanding of the stars, wasn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. All the subtle ways in which you can read the stars, any little tiny change in the property that can tell you all kinds of things, but you won't know it unless, you bother to research this stuff. And the elders are treasure troves of knowledge.
Now, I understand there's actually quite a great meaning between the star and the Southern Cross, the Guinan star.
Right. So this star, all the stars are related, and there's this network of stories and song lines that connect all of them together. These four stars individually, they have a purpose, but individually they don't seem to mean too much until you look at them all together in one large, collection. So Jinan is considered a small dilly bag filled with knowledge. It's filled with songs of knowledge. And it's interesting because I was talking about the properties of stars. The star, when you look at it in the sky, if you can see it, you can pretty much not see it from the major cities anymore because of light pollution. Mm. But it's a reddish-colored star that is, you know, reflected in the color of the dilly bag. So all the stars of the Southern Cross link to stars in the Western constellation Scorpius and all across the sky through the Milky Way. They're all related together. So that one is a bag filled with knowledge.
Dwayne Harmaker, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Dwayne Harmaker, Senior Research Fellow from Monash University, talking about the rather significant changes to which we're applying some traditional naming to night stars. Very, very cool stuff.